Climate smart farming is just smart farming. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place, where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/jingle to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E.
From sugar cookie crumbs in the kitchen to pine needles under the tree, count on Steel for Christmas cleanup made easy with the SEA20 battery-powered handheld vacuum. Now just $99.99. Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local Steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $159.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. Mangione in court. I'm Michelle Franzen. The man accused of gunning down the CEO of United Healthcare outside a Manhattan hotel, appearing in a New York federal courtroom hours after waiving extradition in Pennsylvania. Mangione addressed the judge, answering yes to several questions, but did not enter a plea. U.S. prosecutors charging Mangione with stalking murder through the use of a firearm and another count of using a silencer. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Lower Manhattan and says the federal case is in addition to state charges.
He faces an 11-count state indictment charging him with murder in furtherance of terrorism. So it gives you an idea what the authorities believe at least part of the motive to be. It was intentional, they say. It was meant to intimidate. It was meant to evoke terror.
Mangione's new attorney says the federal charges were sprung on her client and called it a highly unusual situation. This is ABC News. A judge in San Diego has granted a protective order against a man who may have been plotting an attack with the teen police say killed two people at a Madison, Wisconsin school this week.
According to court documents obtained by ABC News, Carlsbad, California police filed a gun violence emergency protective order against Alexander Paffendorf in San Diego County Court. He was stopped by FBI agents after he was found to allegedly have been plotting a mass shooting with the teenage girl who opened fire at her school in Madison, Wisconsin this week. The documents say Paffendorf admitted to FBI agents he said he would arm himself with explosives and a gun and would target a government building. The restraining order forces Paffendorf to surrender all guns. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The FAA has banned drone operations over parts of New Jersey until January 17th. Those restrictions prohibit unmanned aircraft without special government permission. The government says it could use deadly force. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
JCPenney's Super Saturday Sale has last-minute gifts and bigger savings for everyone. This weekend through Christmas Day, wrap up your list with our biggest doorbusters. Grab men's dress shirts and pants now, buy one, get one free, in-store only. Scoop up the coziest sweaters starting at $12.99 and get warm Sherpa throws for $14.99 each. Dash away with all the right gifts, all the right prices, all in the nick of time. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 12/20 through 12/25. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Allen. The two victims killed in Monday's shooting at Abundant Life Christian School have been identified. The Dane County Medical Examiner's Office said Wednesday 42-year-old Aaron West of DeForest and 14-year-old Ruby Vergara of Madison both died at the scene. The suspected shooter, 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow of Madison, died at a hospital from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. West was a teacher at the school. Vergara was a freshman student who attended the school since kindergarten. Six others were injured in the shooting, with two students still in critical condition. Students returned to Abundant Life Wednesday after the deadly shooting there. The students retrieved belongings left behind after they evacuated the school following the gunfire. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call said Madison Police is continuing to lead the investigation into the shooting.
You want to investigate the facts fully and figure out precisely what happened.
Police say they're talking with students and examining Rupnow's online activity, computers, and documents she may have written prior to the shooting. A farm worker in Barron County is confirmed to be the first human case of H1N1 bird flu in Wisconsin. State Public Health Veterinarian Angie Maxted says it's not fully understood why we're seeing more human cases across the country.
We traditionally have always offered testing to people who've been in contact with ill poultry in previous outbreaks and offered testing when they have become ill. This is our first case.
The Department of Health Services says the person infected is expected to make a full recovery. A commercial poultry flock in Barron County tested positive for H1N1 last week. A separate backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County has also tested positive. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect, with snow ongoing throughout the entire day, into the evening, and even overnight. Coming down heavy at times, reducing visibility to under a mile, and creating slick and slippery roads. With breezy winds gusting around 20 miles per hour, it's blowing and drifting the snow as well. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways. ExploreAlex.com.
Currently, it's 21.
And good to have you with us here today on AOA, Agriculture of America, as we have a lot to talk about on our program. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. It appears that the continuing resolution that included farm aid, economic aid, an extension of the 2018 Farm Bill, E15 legislation, and more may be in jeopardy after President-elect Donald Trump shared his opposition to the funding bill on Wednesday night. We're going to talk about this more later on in the show, and some thoughts from the Renewable Fuels Association. Their president and CEO, Jeff Cooper, is going to join us for some updates and the need to get at least the E15 legislation across the finish line here. Very important. We're going to talk to Jeff coming up here in segment two. In segment three, we're going to get an update from the Swine Health Information Center here on the show. We'll talk with Dr. Megan Niederwerter from SCHIC and get some updates on some of their research projects and swine health in general. Then at the end of the show, Clean Fuels Alliance America just wrapped up their Big Apple tour. We're going to get an update from someone who was on that tour, Ron Obermoller with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, their District 7 director, going to join us for a conversation coming up in segment four of today's AOA. Let's kick things off and take a look at what's happening in the market trade. Joining us now, Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics. Mike, good to have you with us. Merry Christmas to you and yours, sir.
Great to be with you, Jesse, and Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Well, we saw a big flush out in the soy complex on Wednesday, kind of concerning. I think a lot of chart damage done, a lot of factors at play. But yet here, Thursday's trade, a little bit of green, definitely not a full reversal here. So what exactly are you watching in this soy complex here this week?
Yeah, the Brazilian currency is coming off its record low this morning against the U.S. dollar. And I think there may be two reasons for this, Jesse. One is that the Central Bank of Brazil is defending the currency very aggressively by most reports that I've seen. That usually only works for hours at a time. It really doesn't do much good historically. But the second reason could be that the fact that we're seeing, this bill that you're talking about, this continuing resolution bill, maybe being kiboshed by the Trump administration incoming, could break the dollar back. And with a government shutdown typically that can really pull back the dollar and make people think, make longs wonder whether it's right to be at a 23-month high right now in the greenback after what the Federal Reserve did yesterday, and with all the trade nervousness that the currency has been getting a premium and getting a buy into as a result of that. So I think this is what we're set up against today. Are we going to see once again a contrast between the grains, where you have really strong export demand? South Korea bought wheat and corn this morning. Unknown bought soybeans this morning from the U.S. But that strong demand is contrasted with this weaker outside market and currency push. And, you know, record low Brazil currency, four-year low in the Canadian dollar. I've seen 4 to 5 year lows in some of the key Asian currencies as well. So that's the setup right now. It's going to be pretty messy. And unfortunately, going into a holiday, I think we're going to get a little bit more violent in terms of price action, because we'll probably thin out trade as time goes on.
Well, and you think about that, corn has been fairly range bound as of late, and corn and wheat have largely traded together, but getting a little divergence there Thursday with the wheat markets under some pressure and corn pretty much flat, penny higher, penny lower type of trade. So, I mean, you look at the other grains here, and you mentioned some of that lower volume activity. What are your thoughts in corn and wheat, Mike?
Probably the big thing for the corn market is that we have had a very nice push to the upside, both in terms of basis and futures. And now between that and the weakness in the wheat, we probably have hit levels, especially given what the soybeans are doing against the corn, where the spreads are so stretched now, Jesse. I think corn just needs some help from some of these other commodities, and I think most importantly from the wheat. When we went below a dollar in the soft red wheat against the corn in terms of the spread late last week, early this week, that kind of signaled that, okay, the corn's getting a little bit too rich. It's going to need wheat to find some support. So to me, wheat really is the key. It always has been, and it's even more so now.
I want to give us some time to touch on the livestock trade here as well, Mike. Cattle, some pressure there on Thursday's early trade. We got an on-feed report coming up Friday. This cattle market has been interesting here, I would say, this week. What are your thoughts in the cattle trade right now?
It's a tough trade because you've got the screwworm premium to deal with in feeder cattle. You also have the sharp sell-off in Wall Street that we had to deal with on Wednesday that we're probably pricing in right now. And, you know, as you talk about what we're seeing also in the feeder side, it seems to me the new monthly low in the feeders this morning makes sense given the uncertainty, greater uncertainty there. But we still have that cash premium of 263, 262 area versus a 255 futures market. So cash cattle, cash feeders, suggesting we shouldn't go much lower, but these funds are very, very long. So I'm pretty nervous about the feeder cattle monthly low here today, especially given that and given the cattle on feed report. So net, Jesse, we need to see a feed the bull type report on the cattle on feed report Friday, if you ask me.
Well, and some of the early estimates I've seen for that on feed report seem to be fairly neutral, I would say. I guess what's your take on what we could see on Friday?
Yeah, the placements number of 95 for an average is kind of a must-have because we're still looking at almost 12 million head on feed as of December 1 by the estimates. And so we really don't want to see any more placements than that. And it's seasonally time to go ahead and see the placements drop. The big number for me, though, is going to be the marketings. Does the fat cattle market, retail side, slaughter side, does it justify, you know, these kind of price levels? And I think the marketings number, if it's strong above 98, the average trade guest would say to the market, yeah, it's justified. Beef's taking a lot of demand right now.
How about the hogs? Any notes there? We're trying to stay, I think, fairly range bound here. What do you think in the hog trade right now?
Yeah, I think the hogs have done most of the selling that they want to do right now, unless they're pushed into a corner by another complex like the cattle or the feeders. But I think they're probably waiting for more news, that quarterly report's coming up here. So they're probably going to wait for that to get an idea of how big the supply or small the supply is, especially with disease pressure being talked about in the Eastern Corn Belt in the last couple weeks.
Mike, I don't ask you about the cotton market a lot, but I've just been noticing there we've seen a bit of a pullback and we're near the lows of the day here on Thursday. Tying this in with everything, is it some spillover from dollar and other factors maybe in cotton right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the cotton goes back and forth in terms of how it trades. Right now, I think you could lump it in together with the copper market and the crude oil market in terms of the fears that what's going to happen in terms of trade and what's going to happen in terms of a slowdown in the economy around the world. And that's kind of where I'm at right now, especially this time of year, Jesse.
All right. Anything final for us here as we close it out, Mike?
No, I just hope you have a great Christmas and all the great listeners do as well.
Fantastic. Well, and you do the same. And if folks want to find you, I know they can do that online very easily, can't they, Mike?
Yeah, go to globalcomresearch.com. It's globalcom with two M's, research.com. Sign up for a two-week free trial. And if you need a phone call, just put that in the little memo, and I'll be happy to give you a ring.
Mike Zuzalo, Global Commodity Analytics. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and yours, sir. Thanks for joining us on AOA. We appreciate it.
Same here, Jesse. Thanks.
All right. Coming up next here on AOA, as we continue, we touched on a little bit this continuing resolution may be in jeopardy. We're going to talk about this and get perspective on the E15 legislation that was set to be included. Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association will join us next on AOA.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really missed the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill. Where your things start new lives.
The holidays should be filled with joy, but one in five children in America face hunger.
Giving is a part of our holiday tradition, but it's also part of our all-year-round tradition.
This holiday season, give love, hope, and meals. Let's end hunger together. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members, our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back to AOA. Well, we continue to watch the latest developments on Capitol Hill, this continuing resolution that included many things for farmers and ranchers and agriculture might be in jeopardy here after President-elect Donald Trump has shown his opposition to it. We're racing towards a government shutdown on Friday evening. There's a lot going on we need to keep our eyes on here, and part of what could be at stake and in jeopardy unless something is done was the E15 year-round legislation that was set to be included in the continuing resolution. here to chat with us more about that and have a conversation. Renewable Fuels Association President, CEO Jeff Cooper. Jeff, you know, we talked about a week ago, and I thought that was going to be our last conversation before the holiday, but here we are with a lot of important things happening right now in D.C.
Yeah, that's right, Jesse. I was hoping that would be our last conversation as well until we could get together and celebrate, hopefully, the passage of E15. But you're right. Since Congress didn't do much legislating this year, they've used this continuing resolution process as an opportunity to clean up a lot of that unfinished business, a lot of things that didn't get done this year. And so that included health care reforms and measures replenishing all those disaster relief funds that were spent on Hurricane Milton efforts and everything else. It also included, as you know, a one-year farm bill extension, $10 billion in economic assistance for farmers. And most important for us in the ethanol industry was it included that provision that would finally allow year-round E15. We had dozens of members of Congress on both sides of the aisle who went to bat for us, made sure that that year-round E15 fix was included, something we'd been working on for more than 10 years, as you know. So that was all Tuesday, right? And then yesterday, as you mentioned, the wheels came off. Early yesterday, Elon Musk jumped on Twitter, and he was telling Republicans, you know, don't vote for this bill or you're going to get primaried. And then we had President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Vance jump in later in the day. And so throughout the day, support for this thing fizzled. By last night, you had Republican leadership saying, hey, we got to go back to the drawing board. They're working on a new bill, apparently, that will remove some of the measures that were causing heartburn on that far-right flank of the Republican Party. So what we are doing today, as this new package is being negotiated and drafted, is encouraging folks, including everyone listening to you this morning, to pick up the phone, call their members of Congress, send an email, send a text, whatever you got to do. We need to make sure that E15 does not end up on the cutting room floor as House leadership drafts this new kind of version 2 of the CR. So we're asking folks to urge their members of Congress do everything they can to ensure that year-round E15 language stays in that package.
Well, and Jeff, I will say this as well, and you mentioned that this has been something that the ethanol industry has been working on for quite some time, 10 years plus. And I'll say this, I'm a fan of biofuels and ethanol and the work that you guys do, et cetera, and it's no secret that I'm a fan. And this E15 legislation, this year-round E15, this is long overdue, in my humble opinion. And so, to your point, urging members of Congress to make sure this stays in a CR, I think is huge, because I don't think that this was necessarily expected here to be in this first round of this CR at the end of the year, was it, Jeff?
Well, we were hoping that it would be. We did everything we could to make sure that if the stars align, we'd be in a position for this language to be included. And the stars did align, and so that language was in there. We've known all along that the way we're going to get E15 legislation done is as part of a bigger package like this continuing resolution. We knew it was going to be incredibly difficult to try and move that language, you know, as standalone legislation. We've known that for years. So this was the opportunity. This was the goal. This was the plan. We're an inch away from the finish line, but we just got to get past the tape now. You know, the other thing for folks to know and to share with their elected officials is there is zero cost associated with this year-round E15 provision. It has no impact on the budget, no impact on the total cost of this continuing resolution package. So if it's, you know, House Republicans' goal to reduce the price tag, if that's their big concern with this package, pulling E15 out would do nothing to address that. So this is a no-cost measure, shouldn't have any impact, shouldn't be tied up in any conversation around cutting costs on this thing.
Jeff Cooper, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, with us here today on AOA. And to that point, Jeff, when you just look at the benefits of E15 over, say, E10, and I know you guys have shared some stats on this, but I mean, just looking at the average price, I mean, we're almost at a 10% discount to E10. I mean, just right there,
yep,
the benefit to consumers would be huge.
That's exactly right, Jesse. And so while there's zero cost associated with the federal budget from year-round E15, there are significant economic benefits for every consumer, every voter who pulls up to the pump and has access to E15. It is typically 10 cents, 15 cents, 20 cents a gallon cheaper than E10. Like you said, I think the latest stats we saw from last week, average across the country, E15 was about 9% lower cost than E10. Those are real savings that add up and help help every American family that purchases gasoline. At the same time, it's opening, or at least keeping open, an important market for farmers. We've made the argument that long-term, E15, allowing year-round E15, has a positive impact on the federal budget because it helps add value and raise prices for corn and other commodities, and that puts less pressure on the farm bill and farm program payments.
Well, and I think, too, at this point, if we can get year-round E15, that will allow us to further the conversation for higher blends of ethanol.
That's
especially
right.
As we talk about all the clean emissions talk and the EV talk and all these things that you and I have talked about now for a year plus, at this point, it's time to say, okay, E15 is a standard. Let's talk about other blends moving forward.
That is absolutely right. This the reason we are so focused on this is this one barrier has really been what has prevented E15 from becoming the new standard grade of gasoline in the U.S. So if we can get this done, we think within a matter of years you're going to see E15 as the new norm, the new base grade of gasoline at retail stations across the country. And then you're right. Then we can begin to work on really the highest and best use of ethanol, which is in a 20% to 30% blend. And that's going to take time and it's going to take lots of effort, but we need at least that foundation of E15 being the base for the industry.
Jeff, just a couple minutes here as we close out this segment. Final thoughts from you on this. Again, the importance of folks reaching out and saying they want this E15 legislation included. I mean, when you look at the other pieces of this, the Farm Bill extension, of course, is going to be a must. The economic assistance, mm-hmm. That piece, meeting some skepticism I'm seeing from farmers and whatnot in some areas while others want to see it. So, I mean, that's a whole contentious piece in itself. So I'll open this to you. Just your final thoughts in general here, Jeff.
Well, again, I think, Jesse, if the goal is to reduce the cost of this package that Congress is going to be considering, hopefully before midnight tomorrow night, there's absolutely no reason to pull E15 out of the package. It's a zero-cost measure. There are economic benefits to consumers that come from this. So, again, we are really encouraging folks to pick up the phone, get on your computer, send an email. Send a text to your member of Congress, especially if they're on the Republican side of the aisle. The Republicans are the ones holding the pen on the next iteration of this continuing resolution. So reach out to those Republican members. Let them know just how dang important it is that E15 stays in this package. It's not a mandate. It's not a subsidy. It's zero cost. Let's get this done. Get it behind us so agriculture and the biofuels industry can continue to move forward.
Well, and to that point, move forward into 2025 where we have other issues to tackle as well, including that new farm bill and much more. And a lot of things in front of us.
That's
we'll
right.
be watching here and hoping we can get this done here ahead of the holiday season. That E15 legislation in the CR, very important. Jeff Cooper, Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO. I'll wish you again a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, sir. We will talk to you sometime early in January, I'm sure.
Sounds good, Jesse, and hopefully we'll be able to celebrate passage of year-round E15 at that point.
We sure hope so. Jeff Cooper with the RFA joining us here on Agriculture of America. Again, E15, It's time we get this done, I believe. I really do. All right, coming up next, we'll talk with Dr. Megan Niederwerter from the Swine Health Information Center. Get an update on swine health and more. That's next on AOA. Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of the Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for the Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss. Farm and Ranch Media is your go-to source for the latest news of agriculture, market information, ag weather, and much more. With the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, AOA, and Market Talk, we keep you informed on the news and issues that matter for your operation. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why we'll keep you farm informed with the American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk.
We're listening to AO.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, January milk down 44 to 1973, February down 22 to 1950, March down 21 to 1944, April milk down 17 at 1950. Meanwhile, live cattle and feeder cattle markets all mostly lower as the markets on the February contract on the live cattle side dipped below the 40-day moving average, and that helped to extend even additional selling as well. Looks like there is not secure and stable confidence in the market's fundamentals this week as the lower dive is also being technically driven. Again, with the drop in the live cattle markets, feeder cattle also were mostly lower. Hog markets, they closed mostly lower in the nearby, higher in some of the deferred contracts. Again, the big sell-off in the cattle markets even pressured some of the hog prices today. December live cattle down 95 cents to 190.35. January feeder cattle down 252 to 254.47, and February hogs down 7 cents to 83.62. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans were mostly higher, reversing some of the losses from yesterday after trimming nearly a quarter off nearby prices on Wednesday. Wheat markets, though, they continued to face some technical pressure as the sell-off did continue. New crop corn up 1 3/4 to 434 3/4. New crop beans up 11.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
Right now on the program, let's get caught up on some of the latest surrounding the swine industry and specifically looking at swine health. Always enjoy a conversation with the folks at the Swine Health Information Center. And joining us now, Dr. Megan Niederwerter, to talk through some of the latest research and more that they are working on. Megan, it is great to catch up with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Let's start. I know a collaboration that SCHIC has with FFAR folks, Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research. We're looking at Japanese encephalitis virus research projects, JEV. That's a disease that we've touched on in the past many times. Talk about these new research projects and the awards that are out there that have been funded, Megan.
Yes. So Japanese encephalitis virus is a mosquito-borne virus, and it's been historically maintained in areas of Southeast Asia and the Pacific Island nations. But in 2022, a new JEV genotype expanded into a new geographic range of Australia. It was genotype 4. And so certainly that initiated on the Swine Health Information Center's radar, what's the risk of JEV introduction and transmission to the U.S.? Because the U.S. is currently negative for Japanese encephalitis virus. And so we partnered with the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research to create a research program really focused on how we can prevent, prepare, mitigate, and respond to a potential JEV introduction. We announced the request for proposals in February of 2024 and really received an outstanding response. 26 proposals were received from 23 different institutions. And just recently, we've announced that we have funded 6 projects through this program with a total of $1.3 million that are $1 pork checkoff matched with $1 of federal funds through this research program. So really excited to get these projects rolling.
Looking at these projects as well individually, it's a wide range of projects here in terms of JEV research. Talk about some of these individual projects for us if you can, Megan.
Yeah, so for example, one of the projects is focused on what did the Australians learn from the outbreak in 2022? It impacted about 70 of their sow breeding sites. So this virus particularly affects reproductive outcomes on sow farms. So it can cause abortions, stillbirth, weak piglets. So we wanted to look at this project as an opportunity to identify on-farm risk factors that were associated with JEV introduction as well as transmission. So we can think about what was the manure storage, what was the manure handling, what was the ventilation. Certainly, as you think about a mosquito-borne virus, outdoor exposure of the sows and mechanical ventilation versus natural ventilation likely had an impact of how those mosquitoes were able to access the sows. And so one of the projects is really learning from the Australian experience to inform how we can reduce the risk in the U.S. One of the other projects is looking at what are the vectors in the U.S. So what are the mosquito species that can actually transmit the virus? JEV is related to West Nile virus, but we don't know if the same mosquito vectors would be the ones that would be the highest risk for transmission into commercial swine operations. And so certainly learning about the U.S. risk has a lot to do with those mosquito vectors as well.
Well, a lot of great research here and a lot of work being done by folks trying to research JEV. I'm sure if folks want to take a look at the full set of those awards and more, they can go to the SCHIC website to get more info, can't they, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. So all the projects are included on the swinehealth.org website. Right now, the projects have been initiated this fall. They're between 9 months and 24 months in duration, but we will be certain to post any of the findings, whether that be interim report or final report, on the website. So any of the knowledge that's generated through this program can immediately be put to use by pork producers.
Fantastic. We're talking with Dr. Megan Niederwerder from the Swine Health Information Center. We should touch on a few other topics as well. H5N1, of course, has been an issue. We've seen it spread from birds to dairy cattle. We've seen it show up in a few swine, a backyard set of pigs in Oregon here a few weeks back. And that's been the extent of what we've seen there. Talk about H5N1 in swine. I know you guys have some calls out, I believe, for research here as well. Talk about this situation for us, Megan.
Yeah, so the H5N1 certainly has surprised us this year with regards to the outbreak in the dairy industry. And that was really initiated in March of 2024. And so one of the activities of the Swine Health Information Center has been to not only learn from the dairy industry experience, but also continue to identify and fill knowledge gaps for that risk to swine. When we heard about the introduction into the backyard operation in Oregon, where the first pig was detected with H5N1, there were some important characteristics of that. One is which it was a non-commercial farm and the pig was never intended for the food supply. So pork remained safe for consumers and there was no food safety concern. But the other aspect of that is that the pig that had the H5N1 detected was completely healthy. There were no clinical signs. And so certainly we have some gaps in knowledge about how to identify the risk factors for introduction, how to identify what clinical signs may indicate a potential exposure, how do we detect it if it is introduced into the commercial swine operation. And so we created a research program to try and answer and address some of those gaps. We created it with the National Pork Board, as well as with the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research, again, with the opportunity to leverage those checkoff funds. We have a $4 million research program that is currently open and accepting proposals through the end of the calendar year of 2024. And then we will review those proposals in early 2025 to get those projects running, really trying to prepare for our U.S. commercial operations, thinking about how do we reduce the risk of H5N1 to swine.
Fantastic, fantastic stuff. Well, and thinking about all the work that you guys do with your partners there at SHIC, we should touch on as well just other emerging diseases. An update here as we near the end of the calendar year. I think about ASF, PERS we've talked about in the past. There's so many different emerging diseases around the world that we're watching. Any updates on some of those diseases as we near the end of the year and look ahead to 25, Megan?
Yes, we continue to monitor PERS as, of course, an endemic disease in the U.S. We did have a high rate of detection in the wean to market phase recently. And so certainly we're monitoring what PERS strains that is, what continues to emerge in the endemic population. And also, of course, remind producers, animal caretakers, our veterinary practitioners about the continued need of biosecurity at the top of their list, looking at as we come into these winter months, looking at respiratory illnesses. So certainly keeping an eye on PERS and what's circulating in the U.S. population. The other aspect is our global disease monitoring. So what continues to be a risk? How do we monitor that? How do the risks change? And ASF is always at the top of the list there. One of the recent emergence of ASF strains that we are continuing to monitor is a recombinant strain. So that means sort of two strains that have come together. It's a genotype 1 and genotype 2 strain that has come together to create a new virus. It's been reported in China and Vietnam. It has also been recently, very recent over the last couple of months, been reported in Russia. And so we continue to monitor that, not only for potential emergence and risk, but also how do the vaccines that have already been developed, how would they protect against this new strain? And so ASF continues to be a big concern. We want to monitor, of course, report any unusual clinical signs in herds, and always be on the lookout for how we reduce that risk through biosecurity.
Well, again, that website, swinehealth.org, for more information. Megan, appreciate you being on. Before we let you go, real quick, anything final you'd mention or reiterate to folks today?
Yeah, I think anybody who's interested in the work of the Swine Health Information Center, please sign up for our monthly newsletter. That sends to you the first week of the month any research outcomes, but also our domestic and global disease monitoring report, so you can stay up to date on what's circulating in the U.S. and, again, where our risks are globally.
Swinehealth.org for more. With that, Dr. Megan Niederwerter with the Swine Health Information Center. Great to talk with you again. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and yours. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jesse. Merry Christmas to you.
Once again, Dr. Megan Niederwerter with the Swine Health Information Center, swinehealth.org for more. And, you know, she made mention of biosecurity, and I'm probably sound like a broken record, but just to reiterate to folks, biosecurity is so crucial and so important during the, year-round, but during the winter months as well, when it's cold and snowy and icy across much of the Midwest and plains, and especially as we watch the continued spread of H5N1 bird flu and dairy cattle and poultry, human cases. We had that backyard farm where a couple pigs got infected earlier this fall in Oregon. So biosecurity, just a reminder that's so important to help to spread, stop the spread of diseases like H5N1, bird flu, and more. All right, coming up next, we are going to get a recap of the Big Apple tour that was held by Clean Fuels Alliance America here earlier this week. And Ron Obermoller, who represents District 7 on the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, was on the trip. We're going to get a recap of that and talk with him coming up next here on AOA, Agriculture of America.
Extreme weather.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all can take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com to get four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that jingle.
With 24-month bill credits for eligible trade-ins and 40 lines without auto pay above qualified customers, plus taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $999.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-419-2387. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387. 800-419-2387.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
When news happens in agriculture or when the markets are moving, we've got you covered as your trusted voice in agriculture. The team at the American Ag Network has the knowledge and experience to keep you informed on the issues impacting farmers and ranchers. We've got you covered on air, online, and on demand. Find the American Ag Network on your favorite social media platforms and also follow the American Ag Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We are the American Ag Network.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Ho, ho, ho! It's Christmas Eve, and Max and Daisy are busy decorating their exquisite tree.
Max, how high are you going with that star?
High enough so no cat can reach it.
Smart thinking. We don't want a repeat of last year.
Okay, Daisy, hit the lights.
Perfect.
Max and Daisy aren't just decking the halls. They're getting ready for something bigger.
What's next on our list?
Delivering gifts. Gifts of hope.
This Christmas, Max, Daisy, and their fellow guide dogs are heading out to change lives, bringing comfort and joy to those who need it most. Find hope at dogsinc.org.
Ho, ho, ho!
Ready, Daisy?
Ready, Max. Ready to give hope.
Information America's farmers and ranchers need. AOA. Now, back to Jesse Allen.
Welcome back as we continue here today on AOA. Well, Clean Fuels Alliance America just wrapped up its annual Big Apple Tour earlier this week, letting folks throughout the ag industry see some of the work they're doing in the Big Apple, New York City, when it comes to renewable diesel, biodiesel, etc., etc. And one of the folks who was on that trip joins us now here on the program. He represents District 7 on the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council and also serves on the Minnesota Soybean Processors Board of Directors. Ron Obermoeller is with us here today on the show. Ron, it's great to have you with us. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to all your listeners too, Ron.
I think it'll be fun talking to you. We'll find out.
Well, I hope it is. I hope you go easy on me, Ron. I just wanted to ask you a little bit about your trip, wrapping up this Big Apple tour with Clean Fuels. What were some of the things that you and other folks on the trip got to see and learn over the last couple of days in New York City?
I've done this 2 or 3 times. About every 2 or 3 years, I go back out there again. It's amazing how it's growing out there. They get access to people that we would never even dream existed, much less they're helping us in the Midwest. One of the guys we got to talk to was, he went to a fuels convention and somebody sent him 2 totes of biodiesel. He was in charge of the parks and stuff for New York. So he started using it and now he's moved up to where he's in charge of like 40,000 vehicles and 10,000 buses and everything else in New York and using biodiesel in them. And he's electrifying some, we'll forgive him for that. But I mean, it was very interesting to listen to how he got where he's at. And I mean, he's got big plans for renewable fuels out there.
Very interesting. And I know, to your point, they've been doing some of this work now for a few years. And beyond, you know, biodiesel and renewable diesel powering garbage trucks and more, they're using soy-based tires. That's been a big thing for a lot of folks in various industries. I noticed this too as I was looking at some notes. They're using bioheat to heat a lot of homes. I found that very interesting. Yeah. What did you guys learn about that?
Yeah, that's a potential being a 5 billion gallon market for us. They even heat the skyscrapers and stuff with biofuel, ship it downtown. I mean, right now in the bioheat market, they're 11% of the total. That's better than we're doing in Minnesota with biodiesel. I mean, yeah, the fun part of this is the fuel distributors are individual family organizations. They've been there for four or five generations. This is kind of their way to survive in a green society is bioheat. And they're much like we are. They're just in a different industry. I mean, it's kind of fun to work with that kind of people.
Ron, bring this back to the perspective from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council and soybean growers such as yourself in the state. And I just think about this. We talk about this a lot on the show, finding all these new uses for soy around the world, here at home, et cetera. I mean, I have to think that is just so vitally important to you as a grower and to the Soybean Research and Promotion Council, right?
Yeah, it's not only important, it's kind of fun, actually. We're actually starting to turn the corner where people are starting to find us. Five of the six Class 1 railroads are now part of CFAA. They want to be 50-60% bio by, I think it's 2030. I mean, you know, as the green world is being preached to everybody, these guys got to get, I mean, the Walmart's a chip stuff with them. They demand it. I mean, a lot of the customers are demanding that. So we got a lot of demand coming. I just hope we can keep the fuel viable and keep it affordable. And, you know, last thing we've been doing is getting the heavy metals out. I mean, to all these different things. So we're getting there.
Mm-hmm. I noticed, too, sustainable aviation fuel was on the docket. That's, of course, been a big topic that's a little bit at a standstill to some degree as we wait for various tax credit guidance, et cetera, but just in terms of SAF on this trip to New York City, what did you guys talk about there? What did you learn?
Oh, they covered a lot. They didn't get, I mean, the conversations I had more was with the people in D.C. and stuff. And they're thinking January 10th, they'll start hearing something. I mean, you got to realize the soybean industry getting results back from D.C. sometimes they're a year and a half behind their promised date. I guess I'm trying to emphasize in there that 45Z, that if they put it into effect now, it really won't get back to the farm for a year and a half because of the restrictions and everything. The farmers don't, you know, the crop we grow now isn't going to qualify. And we've already set up our rotations and stuff, what we're doing for next year, and don't have a cover crop planted. We missed 2 years' crop, so we're trying to get the old 40B extended to gap, you know, bridge this gap in there. Right now, nobody in their right mind would be pricing biodiesel anyhow, but they don't know what the program does. So, I mean, on the soybean processing side, that's pretty tough on us. Now, when the dam breaks, everybody's going to want it, and we won't be able to produce it fast enough. So, yeah, it's an interesting world we live in.
Very, very true. Well, we appreciate some thoughts and insight. I know folks can stay up to date as well online, mnsoybean.org. Ron Obermoller with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council. Great to talk with you here on AOA today. Again, I'll wish you and yours a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we'll talk to you again down the road. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you for the time.
Ron Obermoller with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council with us here today on AOA. And with that, we are up against the clock. We're out of time. Thank you for joining us as always. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Have a great rest of your day.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand
and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on.
Good morning, beat freaks! Who's ready to move? Let's start this day right!
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are coming, so gather your friends, family, acquaintances, pets, significant others, insignificant others, and even some total randos to watch Prime Video. We've got new holiday hits on Prime like Red One and seasonal staples like Die Hard and Love Actually. Rent or buy family favorites like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street. No matter who you gather, Prime Video has something for everyone. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durant, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durant.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After President-elect Trump voiced opposition to the bipartisan short-term measure to avert a government shutdown, House Republicans scrambled to draft an alternate fix, but it's not a done deal yet.
Emerging from closed-door meetings,